There was a recent sale on Steam. I think I mentioned they one night that they were doing the sale in like a they called them political Sims. But so it's a lot of like, hey, you just became leader of this country, and here's like a series of decisions you have to make, and there's like fallout from those decisions, and yada yada yada. But in the mix, for about $2, was God Save the Queen,
Yeah.
that where you
Oh,
have
you
to
told me about this. Yeah.
bring up that little girl into being a queen, and there's so many ways for her to die. Wait,
Yeah.
what
Did you
was
ever
it?
play this?
Me or
We've talked
Chris?
about it
before.
It's not called God Save the. I don't know if it's called. It's called Long
Maybe I'm
Live the
wrong.
Queen, I think.
Long live the queen?
Yes.
Okay.
We've played it, the two of us.
Yes, you definitely have.
I know. You don't have to
Who
say it like you're proving something to me. I know I've played it. I'm saying you've told me this before, that you told me about the
I thought
sale.
Brendan had two,
I
which is
don't
what I.
remember this.
Brendan
Maybe.
has
played Princess Debut.
Yeah, I love Princess
I
Debut. I've
came
never
with.
played. I don't know Long
Maybe
Live.
I'm mixing those two up.
Long Live the Queen. Long Live the Queen is a great game because there's not really any dating. It is just like
Babysitting.
No.
Oh,
You just make decisions for for the character. okay. Well, anyway,
And then
she's like a little girl, but she
you
basically has
take
to
the
make all
wrong
these
class and you
decisions
just
or get
die.
killed.
Yeah. There's so many
It
like there are so
would be
many
like,
checks throughout the game that like you would have no way of knowing are coming that require like 80 intrigue. And if you don't have
right.
that, you're dead.
Well, and it'll. Welcome to another mini episode of Why Did We Watch This, the podcast where three friends sit down with a troubled movie, a themed cocktail, and talk about what worked, what didn't, and how they would fix it. However, this week for our mini, we're going to have a discussion, announce what movie we're doing in 2 weeks. I am Chris Revell.
I'm Lee Delahanty.
And I'm Brendan Drischler.
We sure are. So yeah, in 2 weeks, we are going to be doing the 1985 Tom Hanks comedy Volunteers, directed by Nicholas Meyer, and like I said, starring Tom Hanks, but also John Candy.
And
And some other people as well.
yeah,
And
Rita
Rita
Wilson,
Wilson
Lady
and
Hanks.
George Plimpton and Getty
Yep.
Watanabe.
How dare
Xandra
you get
Berkeley's in it too.
actual racism leaving out Getty Watanabe.
Yeah.
What's that?
Well, and this won't be his second time up to the plate, playing a maybe not so racially sensitive role.
Yes, true.
I having watched it, I would argue that this is mildly less racist than Long Duk Dong.
Mildly.
Yes.
Yeah.
I'm not saying it's a step in the right direction, but I'm saying it's a little better.
It's something.
You're right. It's a
It's.
gentle shift of body weight in the right direction.
And Brandon, why don't you tell us about the drink we're gonna have with this movie?
Of course, the drink we'll be making for volunteers is called Victory's Fuel. It is 2 ounces of white rum, 2 ounces of lemon ginger syrup, coconut seltzer, lime, and Thai basil leaves. What you do is you make lemon ginger syrup by combining half a cup of sugar, half a cup of water, half a cup of lemon juice, and 2 tablespoons chopped ginger in a saucepan at medium high heat. Let it boil, reduce the heat, let it simmer until it's reduced, and wait until it's cool and then strain it out. Then you muddle the Thai basil in a shaker with the rum and the simple syrup. Squeeze the juice of one lime into the shaker, shake it until it's chilled, and strain into a glass over ice. Top it with the coconut seltzer and stir it gently, then garnish with some Thai basil leaves.
That it's gonna, I think it's gonna be yummy. Rum is not a one that we've done very often for the pod, but I'm excited to try it.
It's in Thailand.
It's in Thailand.
Yeah, that's why. That's why. Hence the
Yeah.
rum,
Hence the rum.
hence the Thai basil.
I'm calling it now. I'm not gonna like it that much, but I'll drink it. I'll give it a go.
I'm not sure that I will or that I won't, but we'll see.
I appreciate us trying something,
Right. Like if it's a right,
experimenting.
if it's a swing and a miss, it's a swing and a miss. We'll
I
see.
know
At
that
least
rum
we
and
swung.
coconut are like, peanut butter and chocolate, but I don't like
Right.
coconut. I
See,
think
I'm
I
not a
could
huge
maybe
fan.
get behind rum.
I'm not a huge fan of coconut. I like the taste of coconut okay, but I hate the texture of coconut.
Well, I don't
So
mind. I
I
mean, I
think I'm
think I
okay with
like
this.
coconut, a mild amount of it as a sort of like garnish on desserts. But the idea of drinking like coconut in liquid format sounds so gross to me. I know that like coconut has milk and water in it, but
right. Mm-hmm. I mean, like I don't know. I've used coconut milk in cooking. I don't know that I've ever like drank coconut milk, but I've had coconut water, and that fucking sucks.
Mm. Can we please
it was
say
one
it?
of the worst things.
Can we please pronounce it properly? Coconut milk.
Coconut
milk. Water. Repulsive.
Cow-fee.
We're gonna have to do full when we go over the when we do this in the episode when we introduce the drink.
1000%.
Yeah.
In fact, yeah. I will be doing the whole episode in character as Kalanta.
Yes. As I make the drink, we'll shoot a video of me like slicing the lime across its neck.
Yes.
Lime.
Throwing chocolate chips at the camera.
Yeah. But then
like sort of like
to...
making it rain chocolate chips. Yes.
And then you have to, as you like sprinkle Thai basil, you have to go Thai basil.
Guys, look up Kalanta coffee if you don't know what we're talking about.
Yes.
Please, please do yourself the tremendous favor of looking up Kalanta coffee. I have not seen her around in a while. I hope she's still out there.
She's assassinating.
Hope you're doing okay, honey.
She's, yeah. She's been assassinating people. My pet theory that she is just like an assassin that does this for like a cover.
No one would ever suspect this person.
Yeah.
Oh my God. Okay. So, yeah, excited to do Volunteers and Delicious Cocktail for this episode. Because we are, as of this recording, just around the corner from Halloween.
This is Halloween. This is going to come out on Monday, the Halloween.
So it's Halloween, baby. We're almost there. And in honor of that, we wanted to take a Halloween spin on our old kind of like Hallmark. We're using the Hallmark title game template. To create, if I'm remembering correctly, to create horror movies, yes?
Well, what it is, so here, let me throw in a little bit of background here. So, obviously, we all know that Hallmark does Christmas movies. This is a thing. They also do occasionally, they've done a little bit with other holidays, too. You know, you get, like, summer, and you've occasionally gotten, like, autumn and Valentine's Day and shit like that, right? By and large, Halloween has been something that they have not really dipped their little toesies into. But over the past couple of years, this has been changing just a little bit, I would say. In the past couple of years, I know they did one called 3 Bed, 2 Bath, 1 Ghost, which is about a realtor selling a house that has a ghost in it. It's not as fun as the title would suggest. I did not enjoy it that much.
That's a bummer.
I know. It truly was. Because, like, what a fucking great title, man.
It's
like,
literally the plot of The Spirit of Christmas as well. But
it is kind of the plot.
It's just the premise. The premise, but right. Not the
well,
not the
no
premise
romance,
delivered.
Too, right.
Yeah,
because
she
has, like, a boring-ass boyfriend. And the ghost is a lady. So, obviously, there's not going to be anything between those two.
It's the setup the same way. Because she's in real estate. She's trying to sell the building with a ghost in it. But, like...
Right.
The Spirit of Christmas takes it in the correct direction from there.
Yes. Yes. And this is literally the same thing where it's like, we have to get rid of the ghost. How do I make the ghost leave so I can sell the house? Blah, blah, blah. Anyways, there also was one called like Haunted Wedding, which I watched, which was also kind of a dud. But the thing that was kind of interesting is they had a series of two movies called Haul Out the Holly. There is like Haul Out the Holly and a sequel, which I don't remember. And it's all just about an HOA gone mad with power in a small town in Utah where they insist that like everyone must like decorate their houses for Christmas and they have to go all out and go insane and they have like very restrictive rules as to what the HOA codes allows. HOAs are terrible, guys. Fuck them. I hate them so much.
So is this movie like anti-HOA?
No, it is. I think it is. It's like, aren't they quirky? You know, it's like,
oh God.
Everyone in the movie is kind
That's
of in the HOA.
Because it sounds like, because again, that when you told me about this movie, I was like, surely it should be that like, the HOA is bad, the antagonist, and they're saying we shouldn't be able to decorate for Christmas, and then somebody has to be like, no, put the Christ back in Christmas, let's decorate.
This is about a town where it's illegal to not celebrate Christmas.
It's so fucked.
Which as you know is a very, you know, that's the future the conservatives want. But for the third movie in this series, they did a movie called Haul Out the Halloween, where a family who loves Halloween moves into their cul-de-sac and they're like, well, we heard that your cul-de-sac loves holidays and we love Halloween, so why is this a problem? And everyone in the neighborhood is like, until they discover the joys of Halloween again. And there's like this whole bizarre thing where like Lacey Chabert, or not Lacey Chabert, is it her, Jennifer Love? I don't fucking remember. Anyway, the leading woman is like, her memories of Halloween were like memory hold, as though a magic spell was cast on her, where her family has to be like, you used to like Halloween once, don't you remember? And she's like, why, yes, I did like Halloween once, except she repressed all her Halloween memories when one of her neighbors jumped out and scared her.
Oh,
that's
my God.
All it took, guys.
That's anyways. Like, that's a K-drama thing of like,
I know,
trauma-based amnesia. It's that simple.
Yes. And like, to bring it back, all someone has to do is be like, but don't you remember the thing? And they're like, oh, right, I do remember the thing actually now.
Did you start I Love You Again at all? Did you finish? Did you watch it all? The movie with
me?
William Powell? Yes.
I Love You Again?
That's the
No, I haven't started it yet. No, it's on my drive.
It has an equally silly... I mean,
right.
Obviously,
oh, I know the premise, right.
But the way that they, like, address it early on is so funny, where it's like he... First of all, the way that he gets hit in the head is so fucking convoluted. We'll get into that. But, like, he wakes up. He has to sort of wake up after being this milquetoast guy and be like, what do you mean? I'm a married guy and... Pennsylvania. I don't remember that. It was 1931 and blah, blah, blah. And he's like, wait a second. I know what this is. It's one of those things. What do they call it? Amnesia. You get hit in the head. You lose your memory. You get a new one. Must have gotten another shock and get my old memory back. And I'm like, that's absolutely not how it works. And also the most insane bit of exposition I've ever seen.
I mean, yeah, it's a lot like that. It's truly just like, it's the most simplest excuse for forgetting things.
Yeah.
But so what Hallmark seems to be sort of a little doing now is they're kind of doing movies that are the same vibes emotionally as the Christmas movies, but with the vague trappings of Halloween, you know? So, like, it's not scary. It's not a horror movie, per se. Even when there's a ghost, it's not scary. It's just that there is a ghost there.
It's just Halloween-y.
Yeah.
Right, and, like, the ghost can be, like, a romantic drama, or it can be a comic ghost, or it can just be a story about a town who loves to celebrate Halloween. So, to be clear, what we're not making is we're not making horror movies. We're making movies that could be pitched to Hallmark as a Halloween movie.
I'm sorry. As you said that, I'm looking at the wheel spinning, and I just saw it go by, and I just saw, amongst the other trappings of Halloween, serial killer.
Yeah, figure out how to sell it, Lee. It's not my job.
Don't worry. I'm gonna.
I feel
that's gonna be a hard one. If anyone lands on that.
I think it could be like a satirical movie, you know, like that's my other thought, is that it should be like a horror movie with the vibes of a Hallmark movie. You know what I mean? Where it's like someone is killing people, literally straight up killing people, but it still has the sort of bland Midwestern vibes of a Hallmark movie. Anyways,
well, one thing I'd like to add about this is that I'm disappointed thus far. I mean, I know that you said one of these had a ghost, or two of them had a ghost.
Yes.
But like for me, for my money, the only like Hallmark / any other of these type of network Christmas movies or holiday movies that interest me are the ones with supernatural elements.
I agree.
Magic or sci-fi. I don't want to hear about your fucking small town and the city girl who goes back because she gets a job, or she got fired from a job.
And she realizes how great the small town is.
Yeah, or she meets a carpenter. I am done with that. So I want a time slip, or I want.
I agree.
Like,
no, I agree.
So it seems like this category is ripe for that.
Yes.
Which I'm excited about.
Right. Yes. If any genre of Hallmark movie is suited to having a ghost pop up, clearly it's this one.
Yeah.
So how shall we do this?
I mean, what did we do before? We just take it. We just.
I think we just
time,
said
right?
Right. We just said like how many we want. So we have four wheels going on here. We've got wheel of Halloween nouns, a wheel of Halloween adjectives, a wheel of regular nouns, and a wheel of regular adjectives.
Yeah.
The regular nouns and adjectives are by and large the same ones we used for Christmas. Mm-hmm. All your basic Hallmark nouns and adjectives can be found there. Mm-hmm. The Halloween ones are all new for this.
Got it.
So my thinking is, if we're just going to go in, could I get Halloween noun, normal adjective, Halloween adjective?
So one of each type of adjective.
Yes.
Coffin. It's coffin.
Yeah.
That's your noun.
Okay, coffin.
Do I want to remove or allow for rerolls?
Oh, Let's remove. Why not?
Let's remove. Let's, yeah. I mean, there's so many options.
Yeah, yeah.
You're remove not going to be shorted.
One. All right. So you get coffin, and you get, for your Halloween adjective.
I'm bummed I didn't get serial killer.
Grim.
Okay. Okay.
And then assorted adjective. Oh. Old fashioned.
Oh.
Old fashioned. So I have old fashioned, grim, and coffin.
Yes.
Okay. I'm going to think about this.
Think about the order of adjectives.
Yes.
When you do this.
Lee, would you be so good as to give me a regular noun, a Halloween noun, and a regular adjective?
Okay, I'll do it in order.
Or no, Halloween adjective.
Your regular noun.
Yes. Let me jot this down.
Cat is so big compared to all the other ones. Cat! Party.
But what else about this?
All right, party.
And then, a Halloween adjective or Halloween noun and then a Halloween adjective.
Yes.
Oh. Ghost.
Ooh. Ghost.
What was the first one I gave you?
Party.
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 Ghost party.
Halloween party.
Yep.
Oh, ghost party, rather.
Ghost party. It's ghost party, baby.
And then Halloween adjective.
Hey, baby, don't worry. It's a ghost party.
Hey, baby. It's a ghost
party. Oh, interesting. Oh, is it going to take over?
Oh, no. Oh, no. Okay. Yeah, I thought it was, it was doing the real Wheel of Fortune. Like, am I bankrupt?
Yeah.
All right. So
you got Sinister, party and ghost.
I am going to take, do you know what? I'm going to start simple. I'm going to just take two. I'm going to take Halloween and Halloween. Now an adjective.
That's fair. I think it's usually better to start easy and then work our way up into insanity.
Yeah, I'll do a challenge later. I don't, this one. Come on, man. Great. Zombie. All right. So I got zombie and damp. I'm going to have to maybe take...
Yeah, I think you need to help yourself out
here. Yeah, why not?
What's going to help me out here? I'm going to take another noun.
Yeah, I think a noun is the way to go.
Give me cat. I called shot. Cat.
Lee.
The damp zombie cat. That's what it is. I mean, there's no other way that those go together.
Zombie, damp, cat?
Damp, cat.
Okay, I got to think about...
This is terrible. I'm definitely the loser of this situation.
I
think I know what I'm going to do.
Yeah, I think I do. I'm just shouting some ideas down real quick.
Okay, I'm ready.
Yeah, we have to wait a little bit because we've got to give Lee some time to...
Of course.
Well, you're going to have the pitch time, so...
That's true.
And I already got the idea percolating.
I think I do too.
So, is it cool if I pitch then? And then
go ahead. By the time it comes around to me, I'll be ready.
All right. Well, coming this Halloween season. Well,
can you remind us just real quick? What were the words? Just so we have them fresh.
I had old fashioned, coffin, and grim.
Cool.
So coming this Halloween season to Hallmark is Grimm's old fashioned coffins. In the very small but Halloween loving town of Grimm, is every town needs a coffin maker / funeral home director. And wouldn't you know it, he is the only one in town who will not give candy out for Halloween.
Chris, do you want to know something? I like that because you think him being a coffin maker, he'd be all over giving out candy for Halloween.
Well, classically, they love.
Right. They love Halloween. Love treats and they love Halloween. So I like that you're subverting expectations.
I'm trying. Yeah. And then, he gets a new, a plucky new intern from mortuary school who really just wants to learn the tricks of the trade. And she fucking cannot get enough of Halloween, like almost like an obnoxious huge love for it, right? So even though he starts out as the grump, she eventually comes up with the great idea to marry his love for a well-crafted coffin with her love of Halloween, and gets him to create little like coffins with handles that the kids can put their trick-or-treat Halloween candy into. And I think it ends with him creating a haunted house experience in his funeral home. I did the best with what I got, guys.
I love the idea of a lot of children walking around with miniature coffins full of candy.
Yeah. Welcome to Grim, baby. It's what we do here. We're a little weird.
We're a little grim.
The idea of, I don't know, like, it's funny to me, but I also like the idea of a funeral home being turned into like a spooky haunted house.
It's a little tasteless.
Maybe a bit disrespectful.
Maybe it's just like a corn maze, like out in the yard or something.
The idea they have like bobbing for apples on the mortuary tables or something like that. We've got some sodas in the freezer. Just move the corpses out of the way.
And the kids wander over to the crematorium. Like, oh, no, I'm sorry, that's off limits. Keep your hands off the tiles.
Yeah. Oh my God.
Okay. So for mine, I had Party, Ghost, and Sinister. And the movie that I am presenting to Hallmark is called Sinister Ghosts Party of Two. And the premise of this is going to be a lady chef buys a restaurant that she plans to open as the new head chef and owner. But wouldn't you know it, there are two ghosts of critics haunting the restaurant, two food critic ghosts, and boy are they the worst. Boy will they not shut up about all the things that they hate about her cooking and hate about cooking in general. And she's trying to get her restaurant started, but these two ghosts just will not stop bugging her. So she calls her ex, who is an exorcist slash sous chef, to come in and help her. And she's like, look, you got to get rid of these ghosts and we got to get this business opened. And what he starts to wonder is, if what if perhaps we don't have to get rid of the ghosts? What if we just have to remind the ghosts about all the fun that food can offer, all the exciting things that you still have? It's a little bit of Ratatouille in there, minus the rat pulling the strings under the hat. And so as they do that, they are able to convince the critics to accept the fun of Halloween cooking just in time for the restaurant to open on Halloween night.
I love that you included the classic cuisine of Halloween cooking.
Of course, it's my favorite cuisine. I'm ordering some tonight on DoorDash under the Halloween menu. It's just pumpkins.
It's just pumpkins, just various pumpkins.
Just lots of pumpkins. What am I supposed to do with all these pumpkins?
Oh my God, Yukon Trail.
Always, all roads go back to Yukon Trail.
All right, I got a really bad hand dealt to me.
You did.
I'll admit it, but this is what I've got. It is just called the damp. I know that Chris did. I could copy Chris and do Cat's Damp Zombie. I'm not doing that. It's the Damp Zombie Cat.
Sure.
And what this movie is about is there is a probably single father with a young girl who is probably, I don't know, a precocious age of some kind, and is like a science whiz. And they have a beloved cat, and that cat dies in the beginning of the movie. And she Frankensteins the cat back to life because she doesn't want to accept that her cat has died. And I guess it's damp because maybe the cat drowned or something. I don't know, but that's basically, I'm done with the word damp after this.
Their surly neighbor threw it in a sack and tossed it into the river.
Something like that, yeah. Or like it was, like it's damp. Yeah, maybe it died in a tragic, it saved another cat from a river or something.
From drowning. And then
it drowned. Or something. And, but she, you know, she gets it and she somehow manages to like Frankenstein it back to life. But it sort of quickly escapes into the town because it's a precocious little cat. And then, like, all around town, there are, like, sightings of a zombie cat that, like, at first, like, alarm. And, like, you know, at first, like, people are like, you crazy? And I think maybe the other character is, like, there's probably, like, a female lead who's, like, a journalist, like, a local journalist who's, like, all these drunks in town keep saying they seeing a zombie cat. That's insane. But they become more and more credible. And so, like, eventually the dad finds out that his daughter has like brought this cat back to life after sort of like not thinking that she's just sort of like, you know, making shit up, like she's trying to rationalize the cat being dead or something. And he's like, oh my God, now we have to go find this zombie cat together. And then meanwhile, the journalist is sort of closing in on the zombie cat story and sort of eventually they sort of, you know, meet and team up. And the movie will eventually reach a conclusion where, you know, the girl will have to accept the death of the cat. It is a movie about accepting the loss of a loved one and moving on. And in the end of it, the cat, like, you know, returns to death peacefully, is allowed to die in peace.
To pass on.
Yeah. And the mourning process can begin. So that's what the movie, roughly what the movie is going to be about.
I'm seated. I'm ready.
Also, when you had Damp and Cat, my first thought was like the Disney movie That Darned Cat.
Yeah,
it would just be That Damp Cat.
I almost thought of calling it Cat Damp Zombie as like a sort of way of saying goddamn zombie. Like, cat damp zombie.
Can I piggyback on your pitch just with like a quick idea?
Go ahead.
You could with just the magic of punctuation riff on a talking cat with damp zombie
cat. Yeah, a damp zombie cat.
It could be. I mean, it could be like a it could reflect the sort of incredulousness of anyone believing that this is truly a thing that has happened.
Yes.
What?
What?
Why don't we do one more individual round and then we'll do a final all together?
Yeah. Sure. Can I get Halloween adjective?
Wow. You should feel so lucky.
Yeah, you spooky. Got the big one. Spooky.
You get the big one. No one else is going to get spooky.
I was really scared of getting sticky. That would have been tough. Yeah.
If I get sepulchral, I'll be very happy.
If anyone gets oozing, if I get oozing next, I'm going to reroll. I'm calling it. If I get damp Lee, and then oozing.
Lee, if you get oozing, I'll trade you whatever I end up getting
for. Okay. I can't go from damp to oozing.
I know.
Can I get normal noun?
Yep. Oh.
Ooh.
Crush.
Spooky.
Someone's got
crush.
A spooky crush.
And why don't you just give me like Halloween noun? Because we got so many to pull from there.
You're going to have a Frankenstein crush? What about a serial killer crush?
Ooh. Oh my God, I wish.
Oh my God. Devil. And you're getting a devil crush.
So what did I get? I got devil, spooky, and crush.
Yeah.
Okay.
Have fun.
Okay.
Brendan, what do you want?
Lee, can you give me a Halloween noun and then one of each adjective?
Gotcha.
I already know what it is.
Big money, big money, big money, big money.
They're so close together.
I know
so
they are.
So you got Dracula.
Blood.
On the verge between vampire and Dracula.
And Dracula's.
They're really different, too.
Adjetivo. Sticky.
Sticky.
Oh, no.
Sticky Dracula.
All right. My favorite kind.
God, I hope
I'll take a Dracula.
Give me that sticky,
sticky
D.
Oh,
my friend, Sticky D. Lovely. Okay.
The lovely
Sticky Dracula.
The lovely Sticky Dracula. All right. I'm going to get my noun. My Halloween noun. I want that. Please be good. Okay. I'll take that. I'll take cool.
Mm-hmm.
It's basically a synonym for ghost.
Pretty much, yeah. I think ghoul can be like basically whatever you want it to be.
We're not
like,
using the D&D 5e ghoul.
No, I think not.
We're using ghoul as a ghost. ghoul, I got... Okay, good. I nearly got ghoulish.
Ghoulish ghoul.
Horrifying.
The ghoulish ghoul.
I gotta think about this for a sec here. Let's see.
I'm gonna take another noun. Take a regular noun. Actually, can I do twice from the same...
I don't see why not.
Well, it's too late. I've already rolled, but...
I mean, you could just say you didn't and then do another Halloween noun. Who cares?
I guess I could.
Yeah, just leave that one on there and then just do a...
I'll do a Halloween noun.
Yeah.
I've got a lot of Halloween nouns. I want to play with them. So horrifying, ghoul. Ooh, okay. Witch. All right. And I'm allowed to add, like...
Yeah.
Do, articles.
Like, literally anything else you want, basically, can be thrown into that title.
Yeah.
Okay.
Actually, I'm gonna go all four because I think I want.
Wow,
I want a regular adjective because I think it would work better in the title. Okay. Royal.
Royal.
All right, I'm ready. Whenever I'm gonna start thinking about it, but
yeah,
I think while I listen.
Yeah.
I mean, I can start us off then. So I'm taking inspiration from there was a. Like a, I'm pretty sure it was like a straight to video movie that I found on Netflix many, many, many years ago that was starring like Rob Lowe and Michael York. And it's about Michael York as the devil who sends his best demon, Rob Lowe, up to corrupt this like ridiculously pure woman on Earth. And wouldn't you know it, he falls in love and the love that he has for her turns him good. So I'm borrowing this idea following a similar vibe rather, for... the first in Hallmark's Spooky Crush series, Spooky Crush colon Satan.
I like that we're starting big. We're starting with the big one.
I mean, we love to have the only place to go being down. I'm thinking that Satan, you know, just because he was in keeping hell for like the love of the game, but now he's been supplanted by really crazy infernal business interests, and he's left it all behind in much more like hell's corporate hands. And he's traveled up to Earth to he just wants to experience humanity. He just wants to see what a mortal life is really like. You know, he's seen all of the souls of the damned for so long. He really wants to know what's going on up there. And he chooses the only day that he can go into our world, the material plane, that being on Halloween. And while at first he gets into, you know, some tricks and pranks, you know, like just some mild stuff like TPing a house or like throwing eggs at a door or something.
That's so rude.
I know. But rude but non-lethal is what we're going for.
Cool, but rude.
And then he's going to do a ding-dong ditch on this one house.
Oh, no.
But then he gets caught by the young male librarian who lives in that house. I know. It's not only Satan, but it's gay stuff. I might regret that.
Yeah, I feel like you're just encouraging a certain perspective.
I certainly am. So a young female librarian catches him in the act, does not clock right away that he is Satan, because he just presents as a human being. The whole film is about her just showing him all of the beautiful, wholesome parts of Halloween. Dressing up in a silly costume, getting candy, bobbing for apples. I think similar to, by the way, the title of that movie I was referencing is One Hell of a Guy. Ba-dum-cha. So I think similar to how Rob Lowe's demon is made good through the love of this woman, getting to understand the wholesome aspects of Halloween helps move Satan closer to humanity. And you know what? He's going to stay on Earth. And he's going to keep things going with the librarian.
Will he continue to make our lives a living hell, or has he seen the light?
Oh, he's seen the spooky light.
Oh, no. But Chris, I have a question for you.
Mm-hmm.
But without Satan to rule in hell, who will take over?
It's being done by a board, like a corporate board.
Oh, okay. Okay.
It's basically
makes sense.
Running hell. I almost said committee, but I was like, that's not what I'm looking for. it's like a demonic infernal corporate, like ownership board.
I guess he could also work remotely or something at this point.
Exactly.
You just follow the Lucifer template and he goes back to hell, but now he's a therapist.
That's true.
That's literally how the Lucifer ends, by the way.
Maybe she has to move in to hell with him.
Yeah, that is actually how Lucifer ends. They both go to hell, and she lives out the rest of her mortal life on Earth. He goes to hell and becomes a therapist and reforms all the souls that end up there.
And what a fish out of water story to go along with your boyfriend to his new job in hell.
Spoilers for a really not. I guess it's not that old show, but you know, you're either gonna watch Lucifer or you ain't.
Right at this point.
Been done for a while.
Yeah.
All right. So for mine, the words I had were lovely, Dracula, and sticky.
Mm.
And so the title of my Hallmark Halloween movie is A Lovely Dracula and a Sticky Situation. So this is the story of Vanessa Helsing, who moves back into her parents' neighborhood, and she's moving back in with them. She's going back home to her small town in the middle of like the Rocky Mountains or some shit. And wouldn't you know it, in the neighborhood where she's living, there's a big old creepy castle, and her parents are like, Vanessa, like, just don't go there. Like, that's just like, there's nothing good that goes on there. Just please avoid it. But Vanessa, of course, she's a headstrong modern gal. And wouldn't you know it, she sneaks into the spooky castle. And in the basement, she finds a Dracula, not a vampire, a Dracula. I want to be very clear about this. She finds a Dracula. And she takes the Dracula home with her.
Goddamn Dracula. Sorry.
So she and the Dracula start to bond a little bit, and wouldn't you know it, they kind of have a little bit in common. At first, it seems like they hate each other, but then they love each other. Unfortunately, the problem is Vanessa Helsing's parents are not pro-Dracula. They are very anti-Draculas, and that's why they were just like, we just wanted you to leave the Draculas alone. Like, just leave that spooky house alone. That's our one rule, and you broke our one rule after you moved in with us after you were fired from your job as, I don't know, a weatherman or something. And she has to help her parents learn to understand that Draculas are people too.
Nice. Yes.
I love this. This is actually reminding me, have you listened to, it was like a recent Comedy Bang Bang?
Oh, was it with Dracula's mom?
Yeah.
Yes.
Oh, yeah. He's a really great guy, honestly.
I love the turn where she's like, he's actually kind of a dog.
Yeah, no, that was a very good episode. I like that.
By the way, not for nothing, but that comedian, Kylie Brakeman, is on a podcast with a few other comedians I really love, where artists called Artists and Artists and Artists and Artists, where they play, every episode is a different Hollywood roundtable with different like kinds of performers. It's really good.
Is this at all inspired by God, never mind, I can't remember the name of the movie, but you know the, did I ever make you or talk to you about the movie where Adam Ant plays a vampire?
You have mentioned this many times.
And it's like in the 80s, and so like every time he goes to like suck someone's blood, they're like, there's someone like, hey, else is like, what's your AIDS? HIV?
Yes.
It's quite the movie. Anyway.
It's a picture.
Yeah. It has similar plot elements. All right. My turn. All right. So I am going with the Royal Ghoul and the Horrifying Witch. And this is like, you know how in the Hallmark Christmas movies, they always have like one that's like in England or Scotland or whatever.
Of course.
Because you gotta do that. So this is the one that's like set in some old, like fucking spooky, haunted, ruined castle or palace that's like no one can find a buyer for it because it's haunted and nobody wants to live in it. This is a world where like witches exist, and this witch from like I think the southern part of the United States, like one of the southern states, she's got a southern accent, she's a tough country lass,
beautiful,
is like looking for a place to like set up her witch shop, or like, you know, she's like, I need space to do my rituals and all that, and like finds this land for like really cheap. So she settles there, and she's like a formidable, you know, she's formidable in her witchcraft.
Of course.
And the reason why like nobody can find a buyer is because like the Duke or whatever, you know, noble or whatever who died there is like just like really vengeful and is like, it's my property. And let's say he is Scottish. Let's say he's like a sort of Scottish. I probably had nobility. He's royal in some fashion. We'll call it that. But yeah, and so he's just really like righteously wanting everyone to lose property and haunting always like works a treat for getting people off.
Naturally.
But this is a formidable witch who is not daunted by a ghost. And so it sort of becomes like a reverse, like a sort of like about face where he's on the back foot because this witch keeps like not being frightened by him, keeps employing countermeasures. And so it's kind of like not War of the Roses because they're not getting divorced, but that kind of like they're sort of like having like a enemies to lovers situation in this house. And then it ends with her doing some sort of ritual to like what she thinks it's going to do is like make the ghost like move on, whatever, which they all agree is the best course of action. But then it, Spirit of Christmas style, inexplicably gives him a body.
Oh,
and it comes back to life. Because that's, you know, if it's a Hallmark ghost movie, you might as well end it that way.
Of course. The ghost has to come back and get with you.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. You've earned it at that point.
Yeah, exactly. Get that ghosty.
Yeah.
All right. Do we do, for this one, what do you think? Like one of every word?
I think, yeah. Down
just try to make it work.
One from each category.
Yes.
All right. Here we go.
Here we go.
Here we go. Our Halloween noun, graveyard.
All right.
Yeah, graveyard.
Write it down.
Good one.
Our Halloween adjective. No. Keep going. Bewitching.
The bewitching graveyard.
Our regular noun. Feast.
Feast, all right.
This is actually not so bad so far.
And our assorted adjective. Okay.
Colorful.
Colorful. So
we've got colorful. Graveyard, Bewitching, Colorful Feast.
Yeah. Okay.
See, like, the thing is, when you say colorful feast, it just brings to mind Hook, when they have that imaginary feast and all the food is like globs, like,
yeah, it's basically
globs.
It looks like diet whipped cream or
right,
something.
Right, yes, basically. which is not a pleasant connotation, even in my Hallmark horror movie. No, thank you.
I'll make this super brief, but this came across my algorithm the other day, where it was talking about how the old age makeup on, my God, who's the lady who played Wendy?
Maggie Smith.
Thank you. The old age makeup on Maggie Smith was so convincing that people really did think she was an old lady already, and that was the only role she got for years.
No, it's definitely true. Like, I just assumed she was that old for a long time, and I was always shocked that, like, she kept living, you know?
Right.
Anyway.
Yeah, colorful's throwing me a little bit.
Colorful is throwing me.
Because
here's my pitch to you guys.
Yeah, let's hear it.
We a la carte and do familiar instead for the alliteration.
Okay.
Familiar feast.
Okay.
Or but we then, just reroll. We do a fair.
I like familiar feast, but then we still have bewitching and graveyard, right?
Yeah.
Yes.
I like familiar feast.
Okay, so we're let's dip out on colorful.
Let's dip out on colorful.
And let's dip in on familiar.
Let's dip in on familiar.
I mean, to be fair, familiar could also be used as a noun in this context too.
Yeah, it could be a feast for familiars.
For the familiars, yes.
At the graveyard.
For the familiars of the graveyard, yes.
It could
bewitching.
Be eating. Certain cultures have a tradition where you leave food that the dead liked.
Mm-hmm.
That's true. That's true.
And maybe the ghosts get to eat it on Halloween.
I could also see it as like a. Especially with the words like graveyard and feast, I feel like, yes, there is like a connotation of like, you know, like zombies eating a body or something. But my thought was, it's just maybe the graveyard is the venue for the feast. Because, I mean, graveyards can be very picturesque and they can be
very
beautiful.
That's true.
We could go completely normie here and just have it be like the town is having like a potluck where everyone cooks like a favorite food of their dead relative to sort of celebrate. And it's just a super wholesome movie about remembering the dead.
Right. The feast is held at the graveyard.
Yeah.
So maybe, we can all remember them.
Maybe even though this is still Halloween themed, maybe the actual event takes place in like All Saints Day or something.
Yeah. It extends through the night.
Maybe that's the plot, right? Maybe it is normie, but maybe there are ghosts, but the ghosts don't connect with the living people. And instead it's like this, the sort of side plot while the feast is happening is the bewitching aspect is that the ghosts are there and they're like, ooh, like your daughter is getting real cute with my son or something.
Right. And like they're commenting.
We should ghost matchmake them or like, you know, like where the ghosts are like doing something to the to like affect the plot that's happening amongst all the living people there gathered. And
I kind of love the idea that this is like the entire movie takes place just at the event, basically, right?
Yeah.
It's like everyone just shows up and that's when the movie starts. And while this is all going on, you also have like the ghost story happening.
Yeah,
too.
Yeah. It's a yearly tradition. So like all the ghosts are there like, oh, they got my, they brought my, my favorite tiramisu again.
Yeah, my casserole's here.
like Albert, you weren't here last year. What are they going to bring for you? Like one ghost is like perennially the wrong food because they don't remember what it's.
That's
food,
right. Always hoping like every year it's carrots.
I feel like you can get lots of really fun, like visual gags and hijinks of like
the ghosts and the way they died.
Yes.
Yes. But also like that for sure, because I actually think that's one of the better parts of like the sitcom ghosts is they always just have little
marks. The arrow through the head.
Exactly. Or like one guy died without pants on. So that's what he's got. But no, I was thinking like, you know, like, oh, like someone walks through someone. Someone like a ghost reaches for a plate of food before it gets like snatched away by someone. maybe an even like someone like opens their picnic basket to like grab something and there's just like someone's head in there. I feel like there's tons of like lighthearted ghost goofiness you can do.
Yeah, I agree. Well, that was easy. You know, I thought that would be a pain in the ass, but that worked out really well.
Yeah.
I mean, the wheels blessed us. We just That's had right. to we just had to edit it a little.
The wheel, quote yes. unquote, blessed us.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah. Guys, what a game. This is a fun game. That was a fun game.
Always a fun game. I love how much mileage we're getting out of this template.
So much fucking mileage out of this.
The names in a hat thing.
But you know what? When a game is solid, why?
Hey, when it works, it works.
When it works, it works.
I mean, you could do a generic version of this and sell it. We could patent this shit and make a board game.
There are times where I'm like, shit, we should do this.
Yeah.
Honestly, what if that was the thing that had us... It just made us all like independently wealthy, and then we can just
you're selling a framework of loose rules and a bunch of nouns.
Oh, right, that's pretty much it.
So what we would need to do is we would need to hire someone to make a really good design.
Hey, we know art people.
That's right, we do.
We do.
Know
we
art
know
people.
Plenty of art people. And just think, you could do this for different genres. I'm just saying.
expansion packs.
You know how like
capitalism
people love
ruined us.
People love making universes.
Yeah, guys, this we finally found
to
our
the
hustle
pitch it universe.
Our side hustle.
Yeah.
Oh my god, that would be so funny for that to actually happen.
Yeah,
be like, yeah, this thing we do for fun actually led to us becoming.
Yes, we're actually game designers now.
Debt free. Well. This was a lot of fun. I always love this game so much. Come back at us in 2 weeks when we're going to be talking about volunteers and having a delicious drink. You I guess find us on socials, just drappack.com.
There are no socials, just drappack.com. That's pretty much it.
Yeah.
And all the podcast
is real.
Apps.
It can't hurt you.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. Podcast app, subscribe, rate, whatever.
Yeah, 5 stars only. All right, we are going to...
We got to boo it out. It's only fitting if
we got to
boo
it
out.
Yeah.
Tis the season.